To say there's interest in the NIU community about the game would be an understatement.
The Orange Bowl is an iconic event, not just for college bowl games, but I think that most everybody is familiar with the Orange Bowl.
That's Brad Hoey, Director of Communications and Marketing at Northern Illinois University. He's been involved with bowl trips since he was a student broadcaster for the Huskies in the 1980s. He says any trip for a school with fewer resources than, say, Ohio State or Michigan could be a daunting task, but Hoey says NIU was prepared. Maybe better than most.
One of the things that we've done in recent years is we put together a bowl manual. We have a group of people from across the campus that gets together for meetings even before the end of the season, anticipating what might happen and preparing for it.
First, there's the football team. For a big bowl game like this, everyone is going. 103 football players, 23 football coaches and staff, 49 staff families, and 60 support staff, 235 in all. The athletic department is at least somewhat used to transporting a small army for away games, and with several postseason trips in recent years, it feels prepared to handle the extra team members, staff, and administration who are going to Miami. The department is also helping with transporting cheerleaders and the Husky Marching Band. The band has done this before, too. Still, its director, Dr. Thomas Boo, says taking the 150 band members along with nearly two dozen staff as far as Miami is a big job, and with a band, there are always special issues.
Those darn sousaphones has been a bit of an obstacle. The charter company wanted all sorts of measurements and exact weights to make sure it would go through the bay doors and make sure it wouldn't overload the airplane.
With the trip's high profile and a very tight schedule, the band has also taken an important precaution, since accidents do happen.
Elman's Music Center in Naperville was kind enough to loan us their instrument repairman for the trip, so we're bringing our own repairman with us.
As might be expected, many alumni are going. The NIU Alumni Association's executive director, Joseph Maddy, says 300 alumni are taking association charter flights, and many more are attending. He noted that 1,000 people are expected for one alumni event in Miami and 2,000 for another. Maddy says it's been tricky coming up with an economical set of travel packages in these circumstances.
At this time of the year, in such a short window, there's nothing that's cheap.
Maddy says the main problem was booking just enough extra plane seats and hotel rooms to accommodate late deciders. The university has organized trips in the past for students who want to follow the team. For the Orange Bowl, the number is huge.
We've been to bowl games before where we've sent 8 or 9 buses, but this time with 1,300 students, that's 26 busloads of students that we're sending down.
That's Bill Finucane. He manages the NIU Transportation Department. He says everyone knew interest would be high, but no one expected what happened when the school announced it was organizing a bus trip to Miami for students.
When the first 500 seats sold out in about 10 minutes, I mean, that was just like a huge surprise. And then the waiting list grew for another 800 people, and that's when they decided that that's where they wanted to cut it off.
Finucane says with so many buses, the university is staggering the departure schedule, sending them off in waves of 5 or 6 at a time. Finucane says it'll be safer on the road to spread the buses out. It's also much easier to load the buses in shifts. Imagine loading 1,300 students and their baggage all at once, he says, and you can see why. Those students also will have to be fed and housed, and that's where Jill Zambito comes in. She runs the Office for Student Involvement and Leadership Development at NIU, which has been working on all aspects of the trip, from providing information to ticket sales, planning activities, and beyond. She says arrangements have been made with vendors in DeKalb and in Florida to provide food for the trip there and back. Then the office had to find accommodations for them.
Dump 1,300 additional students on top of an already very popular destination makes it a little bit more challenging.
Zambito says they had to split the students among 7 hotels in Miami and nearby cities, and her office's responsibilities don't end there.
We also want to make sure that our students have things to do while they're there and options that are good options and maybe safe options.
Zambito says with 1,300 students going, there was an issue that really hadn't come up before, and not one that her office was set up to handle.
The rooming assignments, each student, when they purchased their ticket online, were able to preference up to 3 students that they would like to room with. We're doing it all by hand.
Finucane and Zambito say the student package was a real bargain, but it could still be a problem for someone on a student budget. That's where the NIU Alumni Association stepped in. Members donated money to help defray students' costs for the trip. Joseph Maddy says the alumni response has been gratifying, with $45,000 raised.
A lot of our alums were just saying they remember when they were in college and they would want to have an opportunity like this and just want to make sure the students take advantage of this opportunity.
Ticket sales were still running strong last week, and it's obvious a lot of people are heading to Miami on their own. Even there, the university is trying to help. NIU's Carpool Connection usually helps commuting students looking to save money through ride sharing. For the Orange Bowl, the Connection is offering its assistance to NIU students and staff looking to split a ride to Miami. Everyone involved says that cooperation between departments and strong support from the NIU administration, the Mid-America Conference, of which NIU is a member, and the Orange Bowl Committee has been a big help all through the process. And they credit their staffs for putting in extra effort to make it a success. They say everyone realizes that for many, this will be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and they're doing their best to make it a positive one as well. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.